Welcome back to the Real Mistakes on Lake podcast. I'm your host, Jake Ramke. Alongside me, not as usual, but he's back, Mr. Donovan Luzzo. How you doing?
I'm doing. How are you doing?
I'm okay. It's been a while, so let's go over how you've been since your past couple absences.
Just working. Just been doing some working, some early morning working.
I feel that. Except I work late, but like I'm right. There late, right. So we that's early morning.
Kind of have like opposite schedules. I'm working like the early morning, you're working the late, kind of the late night, not really.
Yeah, so schedules don't align very well. Now, I do know you go back to college soon.
Yes.
So that's why we hyped up the StreamYard. So we'll get that so we can always do a record that way. We can have Kurt over on like a night and then you and do it that way. But look out for that kind of stuff. We still got to figure out the logistics of it. But yeah, so we got not much to talk about. Just kind of want to hear Donovan's opinions on some stuff. We got some games for y'all.
If you don't mind, I'd like to have a nice leading story today.
Yeah, let's go.
This has nothing to do with sports, but okay. you know, might as well just filler content. Not really filler content. It was just funny. So I was driving over today this morning, right?
Did you hit a kid?
I did not hit a kid. Not today, at least.
Okay.
And so I'm driving, I'm on 84, so I look over to the left, you know, there's a pretty decent-looking woman jogging or whatever. She's jogging towards, like, I'm going this way, she's coming at me, like, on the other side of the road.
Okay.
Like, on the sidewalk, like, we're going in opposite directions. And I look at, so I can see the people in the other lane, because it's, like, a one-lane road on each side, you know, just each way. But I look over at this guy, I happen to be looking at him. And I watch him, you know, he's just driving. And I watch him, like, snap his neck to check out this chick's ass. Like, he must have, like, caught a glimpse of her. And then it was just like, damn. And then I just see him, like, keep his head turned, like, keep turning his head as he goes past her to see her face. And I was like, that's awesome. Jesus. Glad I just watched this random guy just check out this chick jogging. So the moral of the story is...
is...
there is no moral of the story.
Oh, okay. I figured it was going with, like, he went up the curb or something.
No,
like,
he didn't. Nope, that's it. Just I just watched a guy check. I just watched this dude check some chick out. So. Oh,
okay. So, anyway, let's get and talk about some stuff. There's a hole in the, like, asshole of these shorts.
Mmm.
You know what's funny? These are your brothers. I've had them for, like, 4 years.
That's so funny.
Anyway, so... let's talk about a few things. First of all, Baker Mayfield got traded. We did cover that with Kurt a couple weeks ago, but I want Donovan's opinion. So he was traded. We got back.
Conditional fifth, sixth. I think it just depends on how much he plays.
Yes. And then his contract, we ate a little bit of it, and then they took away some of it down there at Carolina. But he has a chance to earn it back, the $3.5 mil, but he definitely won't.
No.
But what are your thoughts here?
You know, I think it was about time we got rid of him. I do think it's a low return, but I mean, for the situation that we put ourselves in, you know, where he was expendable. So it's not like anybody had to push to get him. You know, he was expendable at that point. We had a quarterback ahead of him. So we were going to get lowballed on each offer. It's not a great deal, but it's not terrible for like the situation. You know, I'm glad that we get to start anew. He's finally out of town. I do like Baker Mayfield. I've always liked Baker Mayfield, but...
you know, when he planted the flag?
Well, maybe not when he planted the flag, But, I mean, just with the way that everything ended last year, it's just finally good to have that all gone behind us. You know, now we have a new issue, but...
Yeah, we do. We're still waiting on that issue.
We are. But, I don't know, I've seen multiple comments from the players that they say the vibe is way better. It just feels like the team is like a team this year. Everybody likes each other, so.
Well, I don't know if you saw the report about Baker. When he got COVID before the Christmas Day game, he spent 10 hours on Halo instead of doing the playbook.
Mm-hmm.
And then came out and threw 4 interceptions. I mean, I feel like that also was not... he seemed like a great team player, but at the same time, there must have been a lot more that we did not know about.
Right.
And I think we're going to start seeing some of that. Possibly. I don't know. That locker room, a lot of them like Baker, so I think that some might stay quiet, but at the same time, I think that stuff might come out.
I think eventually some stuff might get out about, like, what was going on.
Yeah. And then, speaking of Baker, in his first rep in practice as a Carolina Panther, he throws an interception.
Yeah, I saw some camp videos from Carolina. Like, you know, people were at camp posting videos. He looked the same as he always does. His accuracy is, like, a little off, so these receivers have to make these insane catches. You know, he has DJ Moore. I saw him make a lot of really good catches.
He has Rashard Higgins.
He does have Rashard Higgins. He had good chemistry with Rashard up here in Cleveland. But, I mean, I actually did see a few good throws from Baker, so. And, you know, that doesn't surprise me. He has a lot of arm talent.
Yeah, I think week one is going to be a very interesting game, for sure.
I agree.
The Panthers, for the Browns, but I have a feeling that Sam Darnold is going to get the start there.
They might give it to Sam, they might give it to Baker, who knows.
I don't know if PJ can make it too.
Honestly, and I'm not just saying this as a Browns fan, I don't really think it matters who they start. I just don't think their team is talented enough to beat the Browns, even with likely Jacoby Brissett under center.
Correct. So, also going on the Browns, we signed Josh Rosen.
Yes, we did. It's looking like he's pretty much just going to be a camp arm.
Yeah.
We're just going to ride him through camp. Maybe if he outplays Josh Dobbs or something, he might, you know, stick on as the backup for a couple weeks. And then we'll just, you know, put him on the practice squad, send him on his way or something.
I know they worked out Josh Rosen and A.J. McCarron. I kind of wish we would have got A.J., but, you know.
It would have been a full circle moment.
It would, yeah. Yeah, if anyone knows about that, well, no, fuck it, let's touch on
Sashi it. Sashi Brown and the
Cincinnati Bengal trade.
Cincinnati Bengals, the fax machine just didn't come through. Thank God for that fax machine.
I don't know. I think it would have been.
I don't think so. I don't think A.J. McCarron was ever very good. So in the NFL.
I mean, he was decent. I think he could have done good in a good system.
And that would not have been our system.
No, not at all.
With the way that our team was.
Right.
Would have not been our team.
No. So that's kind of all the football news we got. I mean, most stuff is we're in training camps now. It's kind of slow right now. Nothing going on. A lot of them are wearing the Guardian helmets.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
We're starting to ramp up, get back into it. Soon enough, NFL football will be on our TV screens.
It starts on the 4th.
Hall of Fame game?
Raiders-Jaguars, right?
Yes.
Yep. So, let's do a little switcheroo to
probably
college football.
I was going to say, why don't we just stick with football and just go collegiately?
So, USC and UCLA joining the Big Ten in 2024. What is that? How does that feel for you? What do you think?
I think it's a good deal. I mean, it's a little weird geographically.
Very weird.
Like, it's going to be, I saw something the other day, it would be a 41-hour drive from LA to Rutgers. So, that's, you know, a little, it doesn't make sense geographically, but we're kind of getting to this point where geography is not going to matter here.
No, not at all.
You know, we had this discussion yesterday on the phone. Conference divisions are going to become extinct soon. Right. We're already seeing ACC's going away with it next season. I don't believe it's this season. The Pac-12 has already gone away with them. I think the Big Ten and the SEC are going to go away with them once their additions come through. And I don't know about the Big 12. They don't even have divisions right now.
No,
so
they don't.
Can't get rid of something you don't have.
Personally, I like divisions. I think it tells you who's shitty and who's not. Non-division still does, but like,
right. I mean,
in non-division, it's going to be tougher to get to that championship.
Right. Game. I get it. for, like, it's nice to see divisions. It's nice to be like, oh, we're the best on this side, so we're going to take the best on that side. Where without divisions, you're like, oh, I was already the best in the conference. It was like, well, I'm second best. Like,
right.
Cool. Like, I made the championship game, but I didn't win a division title. But, I mean, you were seeing in some of these conferences, and I'll highlight the Big Ten perfectly. The Big Ten East has, like, four exceptional programs that could have made that other than Ohio State, you know, who most of the time was making it every year. You know, you have Michigan, Michigan State, Penn State. You know, add that in with the Buckeyes. And, you know, you have four teams that could win that conference every year, whereas in the West,
it's outside of Wisconsin.
And the rare, like, even year that Northwestern's good.
And the rare occurrence of Iowa.
Yeah, maybe in Iowa. But, you know, we're saying maybes here. So usually it's just Wisconsin. And, you know, with the style of ball Wisconsin plays, they never can really hang with teams that have a spread-style offense like Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State, or Penn State.
Exactly.
So I don't remember the last time the West has won the Big Ten championship. I didn't look after we'd had that discussion.
I think it was Michigan State, Wisconsin.
Because I know for the past, well, Michigan won it the last year. The 4 years before that was Ohio State. And then I think it was Penn State. Maybe Ohio State. Maybe Michigan State in there. Because I think the last time an actual West team won was when we were in the Leaders Legends. And it was
Wisconsin won in 11.
So I think that was still Leaders Legends, though.
I think so. Yeah, it was Leaders Legends.
So, because I know the 1 year Wisconsin beat Nebraska.
Well, because Wisconsin got in over, well, Ohio State only finished 6-7 that year.
That was our what's it called? That was our, like, scandal year with Tattoogate. That was when Tressel left, Terrell Pryor left.
Oh, so they weren't like, even technically, no. So, okay, they were still technically in the East then, if you look at it that way. Because in 2012, it was Nebraska-Wisconsin. It was 70-31 final. Holy shit.
Wisconsin won that, right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
So
that's what I thought the last time a West team won, but it wasn't even the West at that point.
Yeah.
So, because I think the first year of the playoff was when they finally realigned to...
Yes.
East-West.
Buckeyes beat the Badgers that year, 59-0. That was with Cardale.
Yeah, that was because that was the reason we got into the playoff over TCU and Baylor.
And then Iowa almost beat the Sparty in...
That was a good game. Iowa was like...
In 15.
I think Iowa was highly ranked.
Oh, 16 the West didn't win. 17 the West almost beat Ohio State. Almost. Nope. That was the game I was at. Nope. No, so technically, no. A West has never beat the East. But if we go from Leaders Legends, yes. Because in 20... Right.
As stupid as the name of the divisions being Leaders Legends...
Yeah, because
that's... That if you're going to do divisions, that's how you'd have to do it, is you'd have to do it non-geographically, and you'd have to do it by – you just have to, like, competitively balance out the divisions. Maybe make it, like, I don't know, the Woody Hayes division and the Bo Schembechler division or something like that. Obviously Ohio State and Michigan would be in the same division, but
– Yeah, because in 2013, the Leaders lost to the Legends. That's when Ohio State lost to Michigan State.
Yeah.
So, there is no East-West win. The West has yet to win.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, if they keep the divisions, you know, adding UCLA and USC into the West and moving Purdue and Illinois and Northwestern over.
You don't have to move one over.
Only one?
Yeah, because we're sitting at 7-7 right now. You add USC and UCLA to the West, you'd be 7-9, and you take one from the West, you'd be 8-8.
Oh, okay.
So it would just be Purdue.
Okay, move Purdue over. That gives a chance for the West to actually win one.
But it would have to be USC or UCLA.
Yeah.
Most likely, it would have to be USC.
Yeah. UCLA is going to finish middle of the pack. I'm excited to see those California teams come over here for a snow game, though.
I cannot wait to see one of these teams play a late November game in Minnesota, in Wisconsin.
New Jersey,
Columbus. Even Columbus gets cold there in the end of November.
Even Penn State, they're in the mountains.
Penn State gets cold. Michigan gets cold. We're in the Midwest. It's cold.
Yeah, they're out for a rude awakening.
So they're not going to like it when they have to come up here and play in the cold and, like, against teams like Wisconsin who just run the ball down your throat, you know, with their gigantic 6'6", 330-pound offensive linemen just running full force at your Pac-12 guys.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it's going to open up for more recruiting options for those two teams too, though.
That's true.
But because being in the Big Ten, that's considered the second-best conference in the college football.
It's true.
Because it definitely, the hierarchy goes, the SEC by far.
SEC, Big Ten, huge gap.
I'd say there's a little gap between SEC and Big Ten. Not a big gap.
Not very big. Not as big as people make it out to be.
There's just a little gap, and then you get the Big Ten. And then there's a huge gap to the ACC.
Like the Cumberland gap.
Yeah. And then...
Another
huge gap to the Pac-12.
Not as big as the Big Ten to ACC, but another big one between.
It would be the Big Ten or the ACC and the Pac-12, because then it would be the Big 12.
Big 12 minus Texas and Oklahoma is
going to be a huge gap.
Right. But, I mean, I guess if we're looking at it prospectively without their teams, then we're looking at a Pac-12.
That's going to be where the Big 12 is.
Without USC and UCLA, you lost that LA market, and now your highlighted team is Oregon and Utah.
Which is still a good
team. Which are two good teams. Like, don't get me wrong, but, like, you know, if you're thinking of it like market size, those aren't like the biggest, craziest markets. Oregon is a good national market for you.
Yeah.
Oregon is good. That is a good one. But Oregon's already thinking about leaving, so.
Yeah, they're probably going to join the Big Ten, too.
They probably will.
I think Utah might join too, honestly. Fuck Washington State. Make Utah join.
So what I've seen was Oregon and Washington are trying to be the next move for sure is trying to be Notre Dame. Then after Notre Dame, then we're trying to get Oregon and Washington.
And then Pitt.
And Pitt, I saw, was a discussion. You know, we've already discussed, you know, if Big 12 goes under, bring Iowa State in.
Oh, yeah, that makes
Kansas,
sense.
Kansas State.
I think if the Big 12 goes under, most of those are going to the Pac-12.
I agree. I think Big 12 and Pac-12 might merge.
Yeah, it would just make the most sense for them.
If they go under. But also, you know, the discussion we had also was some of those small conferences may go under, like Mountain West, Conference USA.
Yeah.
USA is already on the ropes. They're down to like six teams.
Right. Well, we were talking about, you know, the some of the ACC teams might go to the SEC, which then would create another fucking mega conference. And then the AAC will become the ACC. The Mountain West and the Pac-12 and the Big 12 might combine. And then Sun Belt Conference USA might go to the Big 12. We might see the only non-Power 5 might still be the MAC.
Yeah.
The MAC is probably the best. I mean, besides Sun Belt, the MAC and the Sun Belt are probably the two that are fine right now.
Right. MAC and Sun Belt, they have themselves set up to, like, be sustainable at this point. I mean, the AAC probably has the highest quality of
teams,
Group 5 teams, but since you have those high-quality teams, once teams start leaving, that's when other conferences will come in and vulture those teams off of you.
Yep.
Like, you just saw it with Cincinnati. Big 12 just lost Texas and Oklahoma. They were like, all right, come here, Cincinnati.
And BYU. Vulture
them in. They did to BYU, Houston.
Mm-hmm.
There's one more team, UCF.
Yep, UCF. Speaking of BYU, let's talk about them Cougars, huh?
Those Mormon Cougars, huh?
What do you think about Zach the Man Wilson?
I think that is absolutely awesome that if that's true. I mean, okay, I guess a little disclaimer, if you're in a relationship, don't cheat. I mean, come on, it's self-explanatory, but like, if he was outside of, like, if he wasn't with his girlfriend at that time.
I feel like that had to have happened before he was with his girlfriend.
Right, if that was before or after he was with his girlfriend, then that's like, this guy's a legend.
Yeah. And now his girlfriend's dating his best friend, or his former best friend.
Yeah, she's a homie hopper.
Yeah. Fucking ridiculous. Good times. But we're going to be definitely seeing a lot of realignment in the NCAA soon.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, how ready are you for NCAA 23 come out?
I am ready to drop everything in my bank account right now to get that game.
Me too. Can't wait to make an online dynasty.
Oh, that's going to be a good one. We're going to take the Akron Zips all the way to the top.
Fuck yeah. Akron and Marshall.
Akron and Marshall.
Let's recreate the plane crash.
Jesus.
I'm awful.
Well, then if you're recreating the plane crash, I'm just going to go beat Kent State and replay the massacre. So.
Well, that didn't kill their whole football team.
Yeah, just innocent students.
Yeah. So I honestly think that that's all our sports.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, baseball, we had the All-Star game.
Yeah, All-Star game.
The AL won again because, I mean, who's going to beat the AL?
What do you think about Albert winning against Schwarber in that?
I can't believe it. Like, I mean, we were texting during it, and I was like, there's no way he wins. And I was like, okay, well, he might win. Well, I was like, well, okay, they're going to do the swing-off. He's not going to win.
He came out with more power in that swing-off than he did the whole thing.
That's true.
But here's the deal. Schwarber just seemed like he didn't want to be there the whole time.
Yeah, I think he just didn't really care.
I think it was, I'm going against Pujols. Pujols should win this.
Right.
But then J Rams end up losing to Juan Soto.
The eventual champion.
The eventual champion. But that Mariners guy.
Julio Rodriguez.
Oh, 31 or 32 and 31.
What an absolute star-studded performance from Julio Rodriguez. I was actually like pretty upset when he lost that to Juan Soto.
Me too.
But I mean, still, you know, that's kind of the same thing we saw with Vladdy and Pete Alonso. Was we saw these two guys, you know, one of them was just kind of like squeaking out with Pete Alonso in that one, and Vladdy was having an all-time performance.
Right.
And you know, unfortunately, everybody wanted Vladdy to win, but Pete Alonso snuck it out. Same thing here with Juan and J-Rod. But, man, J-Rod is going to be a superstar in this league.
He is going to have a lot of fun next year when that game is in Seattle.
Yeah, he is.
I think he's going to be, wow, trademarking for Shohei.
Yeah, so I was just going to say, speaking of the Home Run Derby and champion Juan Soto is looking for a trade. We're looking at the biggest trade in sports history is the reports. They want 4 top prospects or young major leaguers.
They're not going to get it.
And I don't know if they're going to get it before this deadline. This deadline is Tuesday, 6 p.m. And, you know, that's kind of
time.
It's kind of like short notice for, you know, if you're going to spend the farm for a guy. I mean, to be fair, Juan Soto is worth this deal.
Yes.
He is 23 years old. He is already a top 5 baseball player. He's only, you know, baseball, you have guys who can play until you're 35. It's not like football where once a guy turns like 32, he's kind of done.
Right.
Whereas in baseball, you know, you can probably play until you're 38. So Juan Soto has probably at least another 15 years under his belt. And if you, I would have no issue with trading the farm for Juan Soto for 15 years. Now, you may be bad in the future, and he may want out.
But you can also get the farm again, almost.
But right, you could always reacquire the talent that you got for him if you trade him. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what happens between this Soto deal. See if it happens here at the deadline. See if it happens in the offseason. See if maybe Washington just ends up offering him like a 15-year, $525 million contract or something.
I did see their Shohei possible trade.
Yes, so Shohei is now being talked about as a trade piece. The Angels are just struggling and struggling. I'm pretty sure they're in the bottom 5 of the league right now. You know, pitching for the Angels has always been bad. It hasn't been good this year either. Noah Syndergaard hasn't played well in his first year back from injury. You know, you're relying on a team. You have probably two more of the top 5 guys in baseball in Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani. And you can't even be a 500 baseball team. So I just want to gather your opinion on this. You have 2 of the top 5 players in baseball. What do you do? What do you do if you're this Angels team? You're struggling. You have these 2 top 5 guys.
Well, in my opinion, Mike Trout is loyal to LA, so he's not going anywhere. I don't think that they're going to get rid of him. I think he will be an Angel forever. But in Shohei's life, you know, it is a business. He might be top five, but I think that that's where you're going to get your farm from. You're not going to get a farm from Mike Trout. You'll get some stuff, but not a farm.
It's true.
Because Mike's a little old.
Mike's getting old. He's got injury issues. You know, Shohei, the Shohei deal, they said they want, the Angels said for Shohei, they want four established but young major leaguers. Like, players like Julio Rodriguez.
Right. So there's your perfect swap.
But then you run into the issue. Those are two AL West teams.
No, no, no.
They're not going to do that.
No, not that. Soto and Shohei, and then you flip some prospects.
I mean, yes, but, like, if you think about their levels of contention, if you're the Angels, if you're either one of these teams, you're not trying to acquire one of those high-end guys. Right. You're not trying to compete right now.
No, they're in a rebuild.
You're trying to rebuild.
Full and rebuild.
But which is...
there's your perfect trade value right there.
Right. Those are pretty equal. I'd say if you were going to do that one for one, I'd say it would have to be Shohei and, like, one top prospect for Soto.
I think everyone or each one has to give a prospect.
I would, yeah, probably. But I'd say the Angels prospect has to be better than the Nationals prospect. Because I just think Soto is, you know, I mean, I guess if you're looking at it one way, if you're looking for a hitter, I believe Soto is probably a little better of a hitter.
Yep.
And he's younger. I'm pretty sure he's 5 years younger. Okay. I think Shohei's 28 and Soto is 23. So, you know, just to deal with that age gap, and I feel like a little bit of a skill gap on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, if you look at total package player, Shohei Ohtani is the best two-way player of all time.
But who knows how long he can handle that being 28.
Right. And I mean, you're getting good pitching and you're getting great pitching and great hitting, whereas with Juan Soto, you're getting elite hitting.
Right.
So it really remains to be seen what happens. For me, if I was the Angels in this situation, I would try and trade both Trout and Ohtani, get a bunch of prospects, get like a whole new farm system at this point. Let some of these guys play. Maybe some of your current prospects, let them play at the major league level, let them get some experience. You know, draft some more guys when your team's probably not going to be that good. And I think in 5 years, I think if you trade Trout and Ohtani, in 5 years, that team will be all around better than they are right now.
Yeah.
Even with Trout and Ohtani on that
team. I can see it. I will say, though, I know Juan did reject a 13-year, $350 million deal.
Yes, and he also... recently, this was just reported. I don't know if this is true, but this is reported that he rejected a 14-year $440 million.
I think he just wants out. I really don't think he wants
to play I just don't think he wants to play for Washington anymore. That team has probably the least amount of talent on the major league roster outside of Juan Soto and has probably one of the three worst farm systems.
Right.
That team is going nowhere right now.
Yeah.
And it would be smart for Washington to do that, to build a future.
It would be. And I do know that Cleveland was in the mix for that.
Yes, a little dark horse team in the mix.
I don't know if they're still in, but I mean...
I think we could actually put up a really good package for Soto. The only issue we fall under is we are looking... you know, the team the Guardians are right now is the... I saw their name on the jersey. It just came to my head. The team that they are right now is... we're not contending right now. So, it is like a once-in-a-lifetime possibility to get a player like Juan Soto who's available for trade. But, you know, we're kind of at the spot right now where we're not really contending this year. You know, we're trying to develop all of those prospects that we would end up giving away. And, you know, it might get to a point where it's like these four prospects that we're going to trade away may be more impactful than just one Juan Soto.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, collectively towards the team effort. Because, I mean, none of those prospects that we would end up trading would be anything close to being as single-handedly good as Juan Soto, I believe. So,
because if we have to give up our top prospects right now...
it would end up being Espino...
Espino, Valera, Williams, and Arraez.
It would be Espino, Valera, Arraez. I saw a mock trade. It would be Espino, Valera, Arias and I believe it was Tyler Freeman. I think it's Tyler Freeman or it might be Logan Allen. One of those two.
I mean, if Logan Allen had to go, if we had to give up Logan Allen, Tyler Freeman, and maybe Valera,
I would try.
And Tanya, I'd be fine.
See, I would try really hard as the Guardians to not get rid of Espino or Valera. I think those two are going to be exceptional baseball players.
That's why I left Espino out. But
you know you're probably going to have to get rid of one of them.
Yeah, I mean, Janeski Noel, if you give him up, that would be a good one. I mean, he's good. He's very good, and he's huge.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
he was in the Futures game.
Yes, he was.
Him and I believe it was Valera, actually, were our Futures game reps.
And Noel, he played here at High A Lake County.
Yeah.
It's so weird to say High A Lake County.
It used to be Low A, now they're High A. Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I watched Espino, Valero, Rocchio, Arias, Freeman, Allen, Jones, Tanya, La Vista, all of them at Lake County. Petey Halpin, he is an up-and-coming guy.
Yeah.
He's very good down here.
That's why I like having this team over here, our High A team, because that's usually where you're going to get your rookies at. When you start them, is you're going to start them High A, not Low A. Maybe your late round pick should go Low A, which, you know, you would never really see any of those guys if you were at Low. Like, you never see a good prospect at Low A most of the time.
Right.
You know, I think Hosey and Frankie played at Lake County for, like, a few weeks.
They were here for at least a year.
So I know Hosey was here for a little while. Frankie wasn't here too long.
He was here for... Salazar was down here for a year. I think Frankie was down here for half a year.
Yeah, I remember seeing Hosey and Frankie play at Lake County. Yeah,
I've seen so many of these players up on that major league team that weren't acquired in trades.
Yeah.
Down here. I know... I'm trying to think. Jimenez did not play down here.
No, because we just got Jimenez from the Mets for Frankie.
That's right.
He only played in Columbus and now Cleveland.
And then I'm trying to think of our outfielders. None of them played down.
No, because we just got Franmil. We signed Miles Straw. Stephen Kwan might have.
I don't think he did.
I don't know. I don't know where we got Stephen Kwan from, so I really don't know where Stephen Kwan came from.
We're gonna look because he's a rookie.
Yeah, this is his first year in the MLB, but I know he was.
Oh, okay.
I said I know he was in Columbus last year.
He played in. In 2018, he was in the rookie league and low A, so he was with Lake County in 2018. And then he went to high A in 2019. 21, he was in double A, triple A, and now he's with us.
It's a pretty fast rise for a guy who was, what was he, like a 38th round pick? He was not regarded as a very high prospect, but he made a very quick rise, so.
He did. He was... drafted in the fifth round of the 2018 draft, June amateur draft from Oregon State.
Fifth round, that's right.
Games by position. I want to know, like...
Is his number 38? Is that why I'm thinking 38?
I think so.
Yeah, it's 38. That's why I was thinking 38 was his number.
Because it's not showing... It just shows rookie low.
So he did play for Lake County at some point.
But he only played 17 games between rookie and...
That's crazy.
And down low.
Yeah.
And he batted .346. That's with an on-base of .469.
That's really impressive.
A slugging of .442 and an OPS of .911.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, not bad for that guy.
No,
I just don't remember seeing him down here.
No, I don't either.
So, but it's just Lake County captains.
I mean, just it's just great to see the prospects and then see what kind of player they blossom into. You know, we've been fortunate enough to see a bunch of good prospects come through Lake County, because I mean that's usually where most of your rookies come through.
Yes.
I mean, that's baseball. I know you're trying to find something, but I kind of.
Well, I'm just trying to see who they. Who's been in the. Been at Lake County and who is now in the MLB. Baseball Wiki, maybe? Would have it?
Maybe. You know Derek Jeter played for the Captains?
Did he really?
I think it was either the, he definitely played for the Clippers. He may not have played for the Captains. Well,
the Clippers used to be a Yankees.
Yeah.
So.
So I know for a fact Derek Jeter played for the Clippers.
Maybe Wikipedia would tell me, actually.
I think it actually will.
Well, so the Lake County Captains used to be the Columbus Red Sticks out of Columbus, Georgia.
Interesting.
Until 2002, and then they moved up here. They were also the Columbus Indians at one point.
Oh, that's nice and politically correct.
Yeah. Noble franchise alumni. Here we go. Chris Archer. David Bell, Roberto Hernandez, Frankie, he only played in 2012, Victor Martinez, Eli Morgan, Johnny Peralta, Hosey, CeCe, Salazar, that's about it so far though. So, I mean, that's not bad at all. Alrighty, so you want to play some games?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we've got too much else in sports. I mean, we talk about baseball. Basketball's been over for a while now.
Yeah,
nothing too revolutionary in the basketball world.
Nothing going on in hockey.
Nope. There is something going on in hockey.
Oh, is there?
We didn't talk about it. The Columbus Blue Jackets.
Oh, yes.
Made a very, very exciting sign with Johnny Gaudreau. Johnny Gaudreau finished last season with over 100 points. Johnny Gaudreau is probably one of the top 15 players in hockey. Chose to come to Columbus.
Where did he play previously?
Calgary.
That's right, because, yeah, he was Johnny Hockey.
Johnny Hockey.
Okay. Yep.
He came over from Calgary. He signed with us, I believe it was 8 years?
Yeah, he's got a big contract.
He got a big contract, and he's going to play out that contract
for
us.
Where did Line A come from?
Line A. We got Line A from Winnipeg a few years ago.
Okay.
But we signed him to a big extension. So now we have a really, really promising offensive top line with Line A and Gaudreau.
We did,
unfortunately, for cap space from signing those two, have to get rid of Oliver Bjorkstrand and
favorite player.
You know, Bjorky, we watched him come up through the monsters.
Yep, he won us the Calder Cup.
He was the MVP of that Calder Cup championship season.
And he's the reason we won that game.
Yes, he is.
With overtime, 0.1 seconds in overtime,
yep.
He hit that goal.
The overtime winner for Bjorky and...
Over Hershey.
Yep. That was an awesome thing to watch.
And then, a few weeks later, the Cavs won the championship.
Yep, and then a few months later, the Indians...
Should have won the World
Series. Blew a 3-1 lead.
No. The MLB rigged that game.
The rain delay.
Yeah, they rigged that game.
The rain delay kind of.
1,000%.
We would have won the game without the rain delay. I wholeheartedly believe that.
You don't put a rain delay for a drizzle, ever.
No.
No, yeah. Fucking.
We would have won that game if not for the rain delay.
Sad to see him go. He went to the Kraken, so he'll get a fresh start with a new team and a brand new team.
Yep, and he'll by far be the best player on that team right now. They do have some good-looking prospects coming up. They just drafted Shane Wright, 4th overall, and he's gonna end up being a really good player for them. But as of right now, Bjorkstrand is going to be by far the best player on that Kraken roster.
Absolutely. Keep talking over here.
And, you know, that actually might be good for him to be a number one option, as he's going to... You know, we get to see what kind of offensive player he gets to blossom into. You know, Columbus, you know, as much as I hate to say it, Columbus recently isn't too much of a offensive team in hockey. You know, they're kind of more of the scrappy. We'll get three goals, but we're going to hold you to two.
I was sad to see him get rid of Jones.
Seth Jones. Yeah, we had to trade him a year ago. He didn't want to be here, so.
Right. That I hated that. But side note, when life gives you lemons, trade them in for Busch Light apples.
This is true. But, I mean, yeah, it's pretty much all we got from hockey.
So that's all we got for hockey at the moment. Other than that, I mean.
I think we've pretty much covered our sports.
Yeah, so I think it's time to play some games.
I think it is.
It's been a while.
Has been a while. You know what? I'm just going to hold that thought in until after the game is done. So.
Yeah?
Yes.
You didn't see my list, did you?
Was it over there?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't want to really look. So
I'm gonna go first. So we're going with guess.
Guess the player.
Yes.
Timer. You need a timer.
Yeah. Good point. All right. I'm gonna give you 45 on all these.
45. Okay.
On your go. Wait. Hold on. Now I need a fucking. I need to actually make sure they're these players are playing, because I made this list a while ago.
some excellent talking right now.
Oh yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, I don't really have too much in terms of some unwarranted opinions here. Depending on how much time we have, I kind of just thought of a new thing here. We could give each other three colleges and say, if you had offers from these three schools, like which one would you pick?
Let's do it.
So if we have time at the end, we could do that.
Oh, we'll have plenty of time. All right. On your go.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
All right, current or former?
Current.
Offensive player?
Yes.
AFC?
Yes.
North?
No.
West?
No.
East?
No.
South?
Yes.
I almost just said Broncos. Titans?
No.
Jaguars?
No.
Who's in that division? Colts? Texans?
Yes.
Texans. Offensive Texan. Quarterback?
No. Sorry. Motherfucker. Hold on. Pause. I put minutes, not seconds.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to drop you down to about 20 seconds.
Okay. That's fine. It's all right. You didn't. Is that why you stopped? Because you were like looking at the time and
yes,
like,
I was
what's
wait.
Happening right now?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I got you. Because
I think 20 seconds went by. I mean, it was
that's
at.
Fine.
Yeah, 20 seconds went by because I was at 44 minutes and 40 seconds. So 20 seconds
yeah.
went by. Okay. So.
Okay. So. On my guess, or did you go already?
Wait. No. You get 25 out of 20.
You could just do 20.
I'll give you 22. Okay. Offensive player from the Texans.
On my go or on you?
On your go.
Okay. Running back?
No.
Receiver?
Yes.
Brandon Cooks?
No.
Will Fuller doesn't play there
no.
anymore. Danny Amendola just retired. Shit. John Mechie?
No. Oh, we do got covered.
Yeah, I was just about to after that.
3 seconds. Final guess.
Okay, well, I had a Texans franchise, and I liked this guy when he played. So, like, this is, like, the only other receiver I can think of. Nico Collins.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No way. Michigander.
Good job.
Little Michigander action. See, if I wouldn't have played that franchise recently, because I liked when Nico Collins played, because it was Cooks.
He still does play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying because, like, in that depth chart in the game, he was 4, so he would barely play. He'd get a few reps, and then I think one of those games, I think it was either Amendola or somebody got hurt, so then he ended up playing, and he had a huge game.
Gotcha.
So, all right, for guess, I'll give you 45.
Okay. On my go?
Yep.
Current or former?
Former.
Offense.
Yes.
AFC.
Yes.
North.
No.
South.
No.
East.
No.
West.
Yes.
Fuck. Broncos.
No.
Chiefs.
No.
Raiders.
Yes.
Former offense. Henry Ruggs the third.
No.
Okay. Is it a wide receiver?
No.
Quarterback?
No.
Running back?
Yes.
Oh. It's not Josh Jacobs, because he's current. How former?
Former. Like, not currently playing in the league at all.
Okay, so it's been a while. Marshawn Lynch?
No. Ah. It's a good guess, but no.
I can't think of any of their running backs right now.
You're not going to like this one. Final guess.
Josh Smith.
No. The answer was Bo Jackson.
Oh, motherfucker, I hate you.
Reverse psychology.
Yeah. All right, on your go.
All right.
Me and Brady did this at work the other night. And there, so people were just like,
what is happening?
Do you know all these? I'm like, easy.
Well, how do you not know them? Yeah. All right. Current or former?
Former.
Fuck. AFC or NFC?
AFC.
Offense?
Yes.
Quarterback?
No.
Running back?
No.
Tight end?
Yes.
Why did I go? Division. North?
Yes.
Ooh. Steelers?
No.
Browns?
Yes.
Browns? Former Browns tight end. Cameron Jordan?
No.
God, our tight ends are never good.
Oh, but you did just make me think of a good one for a former tight end.
Benjamin Watson.
No, but that's another good one. Damn.
That is a good one.
10 seconds.
Yeah, I don't know. I got nothing.
Final guess.
I got nothing.
Player you're looking for was Ozzie Newsome.
Oh, mother. All right. I don't feel as bad because you missed Bo Jackson. But, like, that was, I should have got that one.
You
should have got that one.
Yeah, you really should have. All right, my turn.
Sure is. Hold on, I just gotta take a look at the list again.
You're good.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be a good one.
I'm scared.
Giving you 45 again.
All right, current or former?
Current.
Offense?
Nope.
Defense?
Yes.
AFC?
No.
NFC?
Yes.
East?
No.
West?
No.
South?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Saints?
No.
Bucks?
Nope.
Panth?
Yes.
Is it the Derek guy out at Auburn?
No.
Okay, I couldn't think of his last name. Line?
Defensive line? No.
Yeah. Linebacker?
No.
DB?
Yes.
Is it safety?
Yes.
Okay. J.C. Horn.
No. Fuck. He's a corner.
Oh, he is a corner. You're right. Fuck, who's their safeties? Oh, no. Fuck, the one team I really don't pay attention to fucking safeties on.
Final guess. Stop.
Mike Hunt.
I don't know, dude. I feel like that answer was right on your chin. Maybe your... Jeremy Chin.
Fucker. You always sign him and goddamn
franchise. I love Jeremy Chin. He's so good.
I should have thought about it. All right.
For my last one, I'm giving you a minute. I'm just telling you now.
Oh, well, you're sticking with 45. I probably should give you a minute, but you're sticking with 45.
Okay.
On your guess?
Current or former?
Current.
AFC?
No.
NFC West?
Yes. No.
North?
No.
South?
No.
East?
Yes.
Dallas?
No.
Washington?
No.
Philly?
No.
New York?
Yes.
Giants? Okay. Offense?
No.
Defense?
Yes.
Okay. Defensive line?
No.
Linebacker?
No.
Safety?
Yes.
Safety. Julian Love?
No.
Xavier McKinney?
No.
So Jabril doesn't play there anymore, so it's not him. Did they just draft somebody? No, who's that guy? Logan Ryan.
Mm-mm. Final guess?
I'm trying to think if they drafted anybody. I don't think they drafted a safety because I got Tibbs and Neal in the first round. No, I got nothing.
The player you are looking for is rookie number 39 out of San Diego State, Trenton Thompson.
Who? I've never heard of this guy before. That's funny.
Yep. I'm an asshole.
Yep, and now you're getting 45 seconds.
Oh, dick.
Oh, it's 15 whole seconds. You shouldn't need it. All right, on your guess, sir.
Current or former?
Former.
Offense?
No.
Defense?
Yes.
AFC?
Yes.
North?
Yes.
Browns?
No.
Steelers?
No.
Ravens?
Yes.
Ooh. Ray Lewis?
No.
Oh my god, what the fuck is his name? I should go with line. Line?
Yes, defensive line.
Okay. Is he a tackle? Edge?
He's interior because they run a 3-4. He's interior. One of the interior guys. Okay.
I'm not going to be able to get this. I just know it's a former Ravens player. But it's not like it could be that former because they were founded in 95, so.
It's true. He was probably one of the best.
Yeah, I know I'm going to be mad as soon as
final guess.
Let's run with the fucking Monty Ball, because I don't fucking know.
The answer was Haloti Ngata.
Oh, my motherfucking fuck. You know what's funny? Brady had that for me as a guess, and I got it.
I love Haloti Ngata. Even though he played for the Ravens for a long time, he was still always one of my favorite players on
the team. I know him more from the Lions.
That's fair.
That's why I couldn't think of him.
He got drafted to Baltimore.
Yeah.
So
that's why I couldn't think of him, because he was more. I knew him more for the Lions. All right.
It's fair. Time for wording.
Yep.
Wordily, wordily, wordle.
You are looking for 6'1".
Okay. 6'1". Let's just get out of the way here, and let's just throw out, like, a Davante Adams.
Incorrect everything.
Okay, so NFC defensive player. Well, no, NFC, just not receiver.
I have an itch between my fucking toes.
All right, I got 5 left. NFC player. We are going to go with a defender. We're going to go with a Fred Warner.
Incorrect division.
Incorrect division. Okay.
And position.
Well, yeah. I got that. Let's see. So he's not a West guy. So it could be East, North, or South. We'll go with... No, he's 6'3". I don't know how tall he... We'll go jump... No. I started out with a receiver. Not a receiver.
It's tough.
Running back. How about a running back? How about David Montgomery?
Correct division.
So it's a North player, not a running back. 3 guesses left. Not a linebacker, not a running back, not a receiver. So it could be... DB, tight end, quarterback, edge rusher, or 4, but he's too small to be an edge rusher. No edge rushers at 6'1". You know, the only person who's 6'1" is Aaron Donald, but he's not an edge, and he's not in the NFC North. So, not the Bears either, so it's going to be a Viking, Lion, or Packer.
Fudge Packer.
How about we go with a solid choice here of Harrison Smith?
Nothing new learned.
Okay. So it's a Lion or a Packer. 6'1", it's not a tight end. So it's got to be a quarterback or a receiver. Aaron Rodgers isn't 6'1". Jared Goff isn't 6'1". Not a quarterback, unless you're doing a backup trying to fuck me. It's not an edge, so it's got to be a linebacker. No, it's got to be a DB. It's got to be a DB from one of these two. I'll go Jeff Okuda.
Correct team.
Okay. Not a corner, though, so safety for the Lions. There's no way Jared Goff is 6'1". He's like 6'4". Safety, I'll just have to go with the lone safety I know on that roster, which is Tracy Walker.
Incorrect. The player you're looking for was David Blau.
All right.
I told you, I wasn't fucking with this one. I've been saving this one.
That's a good one.
Basically, I had one of my coworkers pick me six teams. And then I went through that way.
It's a good way to do it.
Yep. Well, I also had him pick me one player. I had him pick me Ozzie Newsome.
I got you.
So he picked six teams and Ozzie Newsome. So five teams and Ozzie
Newsome. I got you. Yeah. I'm just kind of switching mine up because of what you just did. So just that one. Just this top one because I think that. So it might take like a quick second here, but I just think Kenny Pickett was going to be a little too easy.
Oh yeah, good point.
Especially if that's what you're giving me, then yeah, you're toast, buddy. All right, the player you were looking for is 6 feet tall.
All right. So, let's go with, hold on, let me double check that I don't have a six-footer, am I? Let's go with Baker Mayfield.
You got nothing.
Okay. So it's an AFC guy, not a quarter. Oh fuck, that's weird. That's weird that I already just that's an AFC guy, not a quarter.
Yeah.
All right, let's run with Kareem Hunt. I don't think he's 6 foot, but we'll say he is.
That is the correct division.
Okay.
That's all I can offer you.
Is it you're gonna play a fuck around game and give me Kenny Pickett again?
It's not Kenny. Is that a guess?
No, because it's not a quarterback.
No, it's not Kenny Pickett.
So it's not quarterback. Not running.
That would have been fun though. I might have to do that one of these times.
So it's not on the Browns. Let's go with. I don't. There's no way he's. No, I don't think he's that tall. Deontay Johnson.
That is the correct position.
Jamar Chase.
That is the correct team. You got two guesses left.
Oh, fuck. What's his goddamn name? Motherfucker. Pretty sure he caught a touchdown pass in the Super Bowl. T. Higgins.
It is not T. Higgins. But he did catch a touchdown pass in the Super Bowl. 75-yarder after he yanked Jalen Ramsey by the face mask.
Yeah. Okay, so it's you're going to fuck with me here because it's a backup wide receiver.
So I'm sure there's still one more that starts who's a pretty notable name.
I'm trying to think of his motherfucking name. I know exactly who you're talking about, too, and I can't fucking think of his name. How many guesses do I have?
One.
One? Okay.
One. Yeah, because you guessed Jamar, T, Deontay, Kareem, and Baker.
I got the division pretty damn quick.
Yeah.
I got the team pretty damn quick, too, so.
It's true.
Tyler Higbee is on the Rams. Not T. Higbee. What is his goddamn name? Because if it's exactly who I'm thinking and that's who it is, I'm going to be mad when you say his name because I can't fucking think of it. I'm just going to go with my guess being... because I cannot physically think of his name. I'm just going to say T. Higgins again.
It is not T. Higgins, like I previously said. I believe the guy's name you were looking for was Tyler Boyd.
That's it.
But my player was Stanley Morgan.
Ah, you're a dick.
Hold two catches for 11 yards
last year. Asshole.
He is fourth on their depth chart, though. Like, he would play if Jamar or TB got hurt. So.
Yeah, I was thinking Tyler Boyd. I just couldn't think of it. Okay.
Should have done Sky Moore.
How are we going to go on? 6-2.
6-2. How about we start off with a rock solid player here in running back A.J. Dillon?
Nothing.
Nothing. Cool. Okay, so AFC player.
You're really good at getting nothing.
I am. I'm really good at nothing on the first guess.
I have a, mine differs. I either get nothing or something. Yours is just nothing.
Yeah. It's not a running back either. It's an AFC player. Well, how about we go with, like, a little bit of a big body receiver here? I know Jamar is 6'1". T. Higgins is, like, 6'4". Tyler Boyd is 6', so I'm not going that division. Well, 6'2", it could... How about DPJ?
Correct position.
Okay.
And correct conference, obviously.
Okay, so it is a big body receiver. How about, let's see, East? I don't know how big Elijah Moore is.
Hey, Kermit the Frog is talking.
I don't know if Elijah Moore is, like, tall or not. I'll just go Elijah Moore.
Correct division.
Ooh, East guy. Not the Jets, though. We got three left, so we're in pretty decent shape right now.
Yeah, good thing you're keeping track, because I forgot.
I know. I'm in pretty decent shape right now. I could be in a lot worse position right now. Dolphins, neither Tyreek nor Waddle are 6'2". Bunch of midgets. Bills, Stefan's not 6'2". He's probably 6' flat. What about Gabe Davis? From Buffalo.
That's where I thought he was. Nothing new.
Okay. So New England. It's got to be a New England receiver then. Jacoby Myers is in 6'2". Nelson Aguilar might not even be on the team anymore. What about Kendrick Bourne?
Nothing new learned.
Oh, so it's a Dolphin. Yeah, it has to be a Dolphin. Well, fuck, man. There's a 6'2 player on the Dolphins. Their quarterback isn't even 6'2". Who is their third receiver, though? Did they draft somebody? No, I don't think Albert Wilson's that tall. I'll just go Albert Wilson.
No, the player you were looking for is 6'2", out of Texas Tech. He's a rookie this year. Goes by the name of Eric Azukanama.
Yeah, because I was going to get that one.
I know. I told you this was a good list. I was trying to find his 40 time to see if he was a speedster or not.
Speedster?
I think he is wide receiver number 4, though. He was drafted in the 4th round. I love how you're going around changing your list.
Well, yeah, I didn't know we were going like this.
Well, it's free-for-all now. We got rookies, everything.
All
right. I shared that Bush Light Apple thing. Dad said, Mom got you some at home. It's cold. Fuck. That means I got to keep it cold. I don't want it cold. I wanted to save it.
I didn't want to drink it yet.
I don't want to drink it until next year. Sorry, I got another surprise for you in the fridge anyway.
All right. That's what I like to hear.
So you better finish the Icy Light.
Oh, it's almost done. So you can relax.
Good, isn't it?
It is good. All right.
Penguin City is pretty good, too.
I have a player for you standing at the height of 6'3".
Asshole.
It's a very average height in the NFL.
Not really. We're just going to go with Tyler Boyd off the jump.
Nothing.
NFC guy. Jared Goffel.
Correct conference, but you already knew that.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. Okay. Shit. You're playing fuck around games with me now.
Oh, yeah.
dick.
Oh yeah, that's
the name of the game.
You want to put it that way? We're gonna put it that way, huh?
It's the name of the game. 6-3 out of the NFC. It's not the North. Let's go with. He ain't that tall. That's for sure. Fuck, he's not that tall. God damn it, he's not that tall either. Motherfucker.
Hey, man, you're just going to be lucky if I don't give you, like, a fucking offensive guard for this next one. Be like, good luck trying to get the backup guard for the goddamn Atlanta Falcons. I don't even think I can name you the two starting guards for the Atlanta Falcons. No, I could, but.
Felipe Franks is a tight end, but he's 6'6", so that's not it. No running back is motherfucking 6'3". So we're literally looking at either a tight end. It's literally either a fucking a tight end or a defensive fucking line. Maybe a corner.
Maybe a linebacker. Could be a very tall run support, strong safety.
Micah Parsons. It's not that tall, but I'm going to guess that.
I think Micah Parsons is 6'3", but you got nothing. Nothing new other than, you know, you already know it's the conference, yeah. So nothing.
Okay, so it's one of South or West. Three. Yeah. I know I got three. Let's take a guess at, I know J.C. Horn ain't that fucking tall. He's 5'9". Antoine Winfield. Junior, not senior.
Well, since we only do current players for Wordle. We're only supposed to do current players for Wordle.
Yeah.
But, no. That's, no. No, Antoine Winfield's 5'9".
Oh, just trying to get some.
I know, but no.
So it's in the West.
So, yes, I will tell you that. It's in the West. Because obviously.
Oh, context clues.
Yeah, context clues. You know that, so.
Okay, so 4 teams, 2 guesses. Shit.
And you haven't even narrowed down the position yet, so.
Well, I got rid of. He's a safety, isn't he?
Yes, Winfield's a safety. Michael Parsons is a linebacker.
So I'm pretty damn. I got my two positions down.
Right.
That I need to guess from. Higbee's not that tall. I don't think he is. Let's go Higbee.
That is the correct position. The correct division, but not the correct team.
Okay. So, well, that's. Probably give me a backup player here, you dickbag.
So you're looking for a tight end from either one of the.
Ooh, Noah Fant.
It's a good guess. No. The player you're looking for was Trey McBride, rookie tight end out of Colorado State, now an Arizona Cardinal.
Mm. Okay.
He's going to end up being tight end one there probably in 2 years.
6'4".
Six fucking Jesus. All right. if you give me an offensive lineman, you're so fucked. I hope you know that.
No.
Myles Garrett.
Nothing.
Nothing? All right. NFC guy. Not an edge rusher. How about we straddle the line of Jared Goffel?
Nothing.
Not a North guy. Not a quarterback. Not a defensive end. Maybe a receiver, maybe a tight end, maybe a linebacker. That's about it, 6'4". So it's not the North. But Mike Evans.
Nothing we learned.
Okay. So it's not a receiver. So how about we'll try a tight end pick here in the, I guess, South and North, so East and West, a tight end, one of these two divisions. How about Dalton Schultz?
Nothing new learned.
Okay, so probably looking like an NFC West?
Well, yeah, because you guessed the North, South, and East.
Yeah, NFC West linebacker? Unless you are giving me a guard.
No, I'll tell you now, it's not a guard.
Okay.
I'm not going to be that big of a dick.
Okay, so it's probably looking like a linebacker in the NFC West or a D-tack. But
ooh, we should start calling that D-tack. I like that. D-Tack inbound.
D-Tack inbound. So let's see. Rams, Cardinals, 49ers, Seahawks. How about... No, Eric Armstead's D-end. He's like 6'7", so it's not him.
He's 6'7", damn.
Yeah, he's 6 years old, 7'2".
Oh, okay. Nice. That must hurt.
It's got to be awful. He's got to walk around like a baby deer. Like, he can't get his footing or anything. Isaiah Simmons.
Nothing new learned.
So it's not a linebacker. So it has to be a D-tag. Unless I just don't know about the tallest safety ever fucking created by man.
Isn't Simmons a safety or is he a corner?
No, he's a linebacker.
Oh, he's a linebacker. Oh, shit.
Got to be a D-tackle on one of those three teams. Greg Gaines.
Where's he from?
Los Angeles.
Well, that's the correct team, but you're incorrect on everything else.
Ah, darn.
The player you were looking for is the 6'4" man himself, Riley Dixkin, punter for the Los Angeles Rams. All right, so let's see what else we got.
Right. I got one more for you.
And yes, I did bring out the punter.
Yeah. Whatever.
I know, I'm an ass. It's okay.
Whatever. Punter, you know, I'll get over it.
You've only got one of these. Damn.
This is terrible.
I don't think I've gotten one at all.
No.
Well, I'm kind of worried.
You probably should be. You know what I should be looking for is, like, people who, like, do not fit the mold of their position. Like, I should be looking for a safety who's, like, fucking 6'3". Or something so dumb.
The tallest safety ever created. Well, come on, lay it on me. Ooh, have you been to Culver's yet?
No, I have not. I haven't got the chance. So good. All right, I'm going to give you a 6'2 player.
Is it my boy Eric?
No.
The Dolphins.
From the Dolphins? No, it is not. That is the correct conference.
Oh, hey, I got that right to start.
It is an AFC player, but...
Not a receiver?
Not a receiver.
Okay.
Not in the East.
Deshaun Watson.
Isn't Deshaun 6'4"?
He might be. I don't know.
It's not him.
Okay. I'm trying to narrow shit
nothing,
down.
Yeah, nothing new.
I got four guesses.
Let's see. We got the South, the West.
Let's go with Rigoberto Sanchez,
the punter from the Colts.
Yep,
it's the correct division.
Okay.
You got three left.
If you fucking did Urban Meyer as
kicker,
my
god, I would no, kill I you. Not. I would not. That's more of a guess thing.
Yeah, you're right. So we got D-head.
Derrick Henry.
Uh-huh.
That is a correct team.
Okay.
That's all I can give you.
I swear to God, if you gave me a fucking guard.
Nope, not a guard. Or tackle, or center. Not an offensive lineman.
Randy Bullock.
That is incorrect.
Robert Woods. No, I already guessed wide receiver. That's no. Okay, who is there? Ooh, Austin Hooper.
That is incorrect. You are out of time. The player
Wait,
you were...
Hold on. Did I guess six?
Yeah. Bullock, Sanchez, Hooper.
Deshaun. And then Eric
and Derrick Henry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The player you were looking for was undrafted free agent out of the Ohio State University, Haskell Garrett.
You're an asshole. You're an asshole. All right, we'll be right back.
AP, baby.
All right, so we got a new segment. It is going to be, we list a couple colleges, and we decide if we're going to go there. As a, want to say quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, basically, you're just a recruit. I just thought of this off the top of my head, like, maybe, like, what, like 30 minutes ago? Mm-hmm. Or was it before we started recording?
It was, like, in the middle.
Was it, did I say it while we were recording? I think you did. Oh, yeah. Okay, well, you heard what I was saying when we were recording. Basically, we're just going to say we're any sort of recruit, and we have a top three, and we're just going to pick where we would go out of those top three. I mean, I don't know. I think it would be pretty cool stuff.
Yeah. You want to go first?
Yeah, I'll start you off, because, I mean, I actually just thought of one. So, I thought of one for, I'll give you three mid-tier Big Ten schools. I'm going to give you Northwestern, Indiana, and Illinois.
Okay. So, the three fucking shittiest teams in that league. Okay.
Yeah, probably.
Honestly, probably Indiana. Northwestern would be a close second, but definitely not the Illini.
I think I'd have to go Northwestern out of those three just because of Pat Fitzgerald.
Yeah, that's why I said close second. I mean, right.
Indiana had a really good team 2 years ago. They weren't good last year, but
yeah, I think with a good top recruit, they could
get right. I think you could do something with Indiana.
Youngstown State, Northern Iowa, Eastern Washington.
Wow. FCS ball.
Now, if we're going historically, there's obviously only one place to go.
Yeah. But
if we're going current, it's kind of all over.
Right. I mean, as of right now, I would probably put Y-Town 3.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, I guess it kind of more depends on what I play. Because if I was going to be, like, a big guy, like a running back or, like, linebacker, lineman, I'm going Northern Iowa. Whereas I'm more of a skill guy, I'd probably go Eastern Washington. I think I would pick Northern Iowa. Well, no, I'd pick Eastern Washington. Northern Iowa has to play North Dakota State.
So did Youngstown, so.
Exactly. So I'm going Eastern Washington there. I'll go over to Cooper Kupp's alma.
So here's my thought. If we're going historically, there's two teams to go to. And it goes Youngstown State, Eastern Washington, then NIU.
Yeah. UNI.
Or UNI, sorry.
Uni.
Okay. If we're going current, I'm 100% taking one of probably Eastern Washington, but UNI
I think
be a close second.
I think if I was a lineman, I would take UNI without hesitation.
Yeah.
But, you know. Overall, I think I'd rather just go to Eastern Washington.
Mm-hmm. All right, what do you got?
So maybe for next time, we can do like, I don't know, maybe I can even try it right here. Just be like, you're a receiver recruit.
Okay.
And you have to choose between Florida, Tennessee, and Auburn. Well, I'm not giving you Auburn because you're going to say no to Auburn. Florida, Tennessee, and Ole Miss.
I'm going Ole Miss. Automatically.
Lane Kiffin?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. See, I think it's kind of different, though, like, if you tell the other person what the recruit is. Because, like, otherwise, you know, general player, Florida, Tennessee, Ole Miss. I think I'd still pick Ole Miss.
All right.
Florida would be a close second. Although Tennessee has some recruiting momentum right now, so.
They do. All right, you are a quarterback. Okay. A lefty quarterback.
Lefty QB. So, Tua.
So Tua, okay.
I could probably be as good as Tua.
Okay, but I'm giving you another specific. You're a lefty scramble quarterback.
Okay.
You're scramble happy.
Okay.
Marshall. Akron. And let's go with Kent Reed, Kent Wright, Kent State.
Okay, well, first off, Akron's out of the picture just because they're just not good. I mean, Joe Moorhead, new head coach, I think he actually might take that team somewhere, you know, better than 0-12 every year. But right now, I just can't do it. Between Kent and Marshall, I know Kent does run a spread offense, quarterback happy. Dustin Crum got actually a lot of good out of that offense.
Yeah.
But I think I'd go Marshall. I just think it's the best program of the three.
Yeah, okay. All right, what do you got for me?
you are a edge recruit.
Oh, I'm okay.
Your choices are UCLA, Washington, and UCLA, Washington, and Utah.
Okay, so you're staying in conference, a lot of these, I noticed.
Yeah, a lot of them are just staying in conference because that's just, I'm just coming up with one, and I'm like, okay, well, let's go with those two.
Yeah.
Next one, I'm going to give you some cross-conference.
Oh, don't worry, I already got another cross-conference for you. I personally think Utah right away.
That's absolutely where I would go. I was trying to avoid Utah because that was going to be my one. But I just couldn't think of any other Pac-12 teams that were kind of on par with, like, Washington and UCLA. How about Stanford? Washington, UCLA, and Stanford.
I'd go Stanford.
I think I would, too, just for the prestige of that school.
Yeah, absolutely. You're getting into Stanford.
Like. Right.
Let's go with... Why can't I get to your conference edge? Oh, that's why, because I was in the wrong thing. Okay. You are a tight end.
Okay.
New Mexico State, UMass, UConn.
I'm not going to UConn because I think the local high school could beat UConn. Probably would go New Mexico State.
Okay. All right.
It's really a toss-up between them and UMass.
Well, that, New Mexico only had one more win than UMass, so.
Oh, there you go.
All right.
All right. I got a pretty decent one for you here. How about we'll go.
That looks so good.
We'll go safety. You're a safety.
Okay.
Your offers are Texas, Oregon, in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. No, Wisconsin.
It's a good bet. Jim Leonard's got the defense right up there.
He does.
I think Jim, I mean, I've told you this before, I think Jim Leonard's going to be a NFL head coach, or not NFL, college head coach very soon. He may very well actually make the jump.
Yeah, he could. All right. I got one more for you, I think.
Okay.
Going with running back recruit.
That's a good one. That was going to be my next one if you didn't take it.
But you're a Nick Chubb out of high school. No, you're a Derrick Henry out of high school.
So Derrick Henry, so like
power back.
So okay,
huge. Okay, you've got Tulane.
You're Derrick Henry out of high school. Your first offer is Tulane.
Tulane, Duke, or Kansas.
Ooh, not going to Duke. It would be between Tulane and Kansas.
You want to know where I would go?
I would probably end up going to Kansas.
That's where I would go. Because you automatically make Kansas a better contender in that division. Right. No matter how bad the defense is, if that running back can fucking take over, exactly. You're done.
Okay, I got one more to try and end it for.
I thought of one, actually, after yours.
Okay, that's good. That's good. All right, I'm going to give you tackle.
Tackle, okay.
Like, star tackle, like, looking to be like the NFL, like number one pick in 3 years type of recruit.
Like an Evan Neal kind of guy.
Yeah, like an Evan Neal type of guy. Or Icky. Yeah, one of those guys.
Okay.
I'll give you Georgia, Clemson, Texas A&M. No. I'll give you two more too. So Georgia, Clemson, Texas A&M, Oklahoma, and we'll go with, fuck it, we'll bring the Ducks back, Oregon.
Can I just walk on to Wisconsin? I'm thinking A&M, honestly.
A&M, that's not a bad spot.
I'm not a Georgia guy, you know that.
I know.
So, like, I personally couldn't choose them, but out of that group, the O-line schools are A&M and Georgia.
Yeah, I would probably go Georgia. I'd actually probably go Georgia, Clemson, A&M.
Fair enough.
Although Oklahoma is still very good. Although now without Lincoln Riley, maybe not.
Yeah. All right, I got one for you.
Okay.
Kicker.
Kicker.
Okay, let's go with and you're like a Justin Tucker guy.
Justin
kicker.
Tucker.
Like, can hit from far in college. In college.
I got you.
Okay, we're going to go with Boston College.
Okay.
Nebraska.
Okay.
I'm giving you five. That's Boston fine. College, Nebraska. Sorry, I'm trying to scroll through and kind of...
No, you're good.
Pick schools out.
Cleveland State.
Undefeated.
It's true. Never lost a game.
Washington.
Washington.
Vanderbilt. No. Well, think about it. You're going
to
be on the
field. I know. I was just saying it to myself.
And let's throw in... Fuck it. Rutgers.
Honestly, because of the way they've been recently, probably Nebraska. That team kills teams with field goals, so I think you get a pretty good chance there at Nebraska with the way they have been recently. Plus, it's kind of a high-profile program.
It is.
They got the best of both worlds, where it's a high-profile program, but it's also like a team that will give you chances to kick.
Yeah. Well, that's why I brought back...
I totally forgot Todd Bowles is the head coach of the Buccaneers.
I know. Isn't that weird to think? Yeah, I would say probably one of Nebraska or Vanderbilt, honestly, because...
I'd say probably one of Nebraska or BC.
Well, because for me, Vanderbilt, you're going to kick a lot.
You are, but you're going to probably be... See, if I was a punter, I'd go to Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
I think you're doing a lot more punting than field goal kicking.
You're right. So, all right. Well, that's all of our games for this week. We will be hopefully back next week together. Thank you all for listening. I know we kind of
rambled.
Well, not only rambled, but we kind of went on a couple weeks without... recording, but work schedules don't help. So we appreciate you, and so thank you all for listening. Follow us, and if you like us, tell your friends. If you don't like us,
make some friends and tell them, or don't make friends and tell people you don't like. Maybe they'll listen to us and like us, and then they'll be like, well, you're an asshole because you thought it was bad, but it's not bad. So the moral of the story is...
Oh, there's actually a moral this time?
Yeah, I figured it out. Throughout the whole episode, I've been thinking about the moral of the story. The moral of the story is, go fuck yourself.
All right, stay stupid, motherfuckers.